Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 26th of January, recording at 9:20 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick review in here. Japan righted itself with a good rally here, up 1.53%, had the second section index improving as well. The banks index, crucially, and you can see all of these, of course, in the chart library, a banks index picking up, and that's an encouraging sign. I really would like to see some follow-through tomorrow on Friday, though, to feel that we are going to be able to successfully test the highs that we've seen recently. Now, as you know, sentiment's picked up a lot in the last few days, or improved a lot in the last few days, given the setback in oil. More on that later. Now, elsewhere we saw Korea that's starting to recover as well, not quite as dramatic as the pickup in Japan. India was closed today, but I noticed that the JP Morgan Indian Trust, which is my biggest position, and I know a number of you hold it or similar instruments in India, just had a stunning run in here today. I'm not quite sure why that had such a strong performance today, but India was closed today, as I said, but it had hit a new high yesterday, and against the background of general strength elsewhere in markets, I'd be awfully surprised if it didn't extend those gains tomorrow. So perhaps that's what the India Fund was anticipating. Now, Europe had pretty good gains overall, less so in the UK. It was up 18 points on the FTSE 100 index, but we had a little bit of profit taking in some of the mining shares following the blast on the upside that they had yesterday. Wall Street closed with good gains here, not that far off the high of the day. This is impressive, up nearly 100 on the Dow, 9 on the S&P, and 22 points on the NASDAQ Composite Index. That's gains of just under 1%. So that's pretty good action in here today. And overall, what is important on stock markets is that we now have new reaction lows. So just look at those lows that were hit either early this week or last week, whichever are lower. Those are the points to focus on in terms of downside here right now. What I'm saying is, or what I mean is, as long as stock market indices hold above the lows that we saw this week or last week, whichever are lower, then we really don't need to join the wall of worry. On the other hand, if those lows are taken out, and markets have been strong recently, so I'd give the short term on the upside the benefit of the doubt. But if and when those lows are taken out, that would certainly be a warning that markets were vulnerable to another sell-off. Now, in terms of the stock market cycle, people are getting pretty bullish in here, and that's fine. The performance is still strong in the short term. My best case scenario, as you may recall, is that markets would, and this is really from the October lows onwards, I've been saying this, and my best case scenario is that stock markets stay strong through the first quarter of this year. Now, what's likely to cause problems? Well, I singled out the oil price as the main factor here. And you saw how markets became vulnerable once oil had pushed up and briefly touched $69. Now it's pulled back, but it was, and that's not all that surprising that it would encounter some resistance near the highs. That's very predictable. But it has picked up again in here today. For instance, currently the crude oil price, NYMEX, is trading at $66.50 as I speak. That's in the after hours trading, $66.50. So it's not all that far away from the Katrina highs, and I feel that the chances of an oil crisis this year are very, very high. Now it depends how much upward pressure there is, and particularly how quickly prices move higher. I think people could withstand a gradual rise, or sentiment, I should say, could withstand a gradual rise much more effectively than it could stand a sharp rise, a spike. But whatever, I regard oil as a headwind more often than not, although it's been a tailwind in the last few days, a little bit of relief expressed as oil did back away from those highs. But so many things could go wrong, and if it's not going to be Nigeria, and of course it could, or if it's not going to be the Iran situation, but of course it could, or if it's not going to be a cold snap in the United States, but of course it could, or it could be Iraq, it could occur in so many different ways. We could see something that destabilizes this rather fragile situation regarding supplies. You could prepare a pretty long list of things that could go wrong. And perhaps more importantly, looking at the chart overall of the crude oil price, it's clearly in an overall upward trend. And so I do expect higher levels this year, which will be a problem for stock markets. And then, of course, we still have U.S. interest rates going up somewhat further, although it's not beyond the bounds of possibilities that the Fed could, say that it's pretty much a wrap at the end of this month. It's not a forecast, but I'm saying it's not impossible. I think we're probably within, well, following this increase that we're going to see at the end of the month, I think in a few days' time, I think we're unlikely to see more than another 25 basis points or 50 basis points at most during the duration of this year. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we get that correction in the second quarter, third quarter of the year for stock markets, that we could then well see interest rates moving downwards now once again. And that would, of course, set the stage for a bottom in the stock markets and a good rally going into 2007, 2008. But I don't want to get too far ahead here right now. The main evidence here today is good action. We've got those lows to focus on. We can see a bit further rally in here. But with the possible exception of buying a Japan fund, and I've written, beg your pardon, a China fund, and I've written about this in the I'll buy a Japan fund after a shakeout, further shakeout. But I may well buy one of the Atlantis China funds relatively soon. Now, that doesn't mean I'm becoming more bullish about global stock markets overall, but China has been a major underperformer, so it's way out of sync with the others. And I feel, therefore, that that can continue to play catch up and or hold up better during a general sell-off. But I'll let you read about that, because I wrote about it in some depth. Elsewhere, bonds. Now, this is Achilles' heel here for the stock market. The U.S. 30-year Treasury is down 13 32nds in here today. That's off the lows, but the chart pattern, in terms of the short-term upward trends within the developing top areas for bond futures, those short-term uptrends have been broken. These look dangerous, these patterns. If we get the lows that we saw a few months ago, if we get those taken out, that could weigh very heavily on stock markets, because people would see rising long-term interest rates, and they would look for that to cause further problems in terms of house prices in the U.S. In other words, dragging house prices down somewhat, with that being a blow to consumer spending, and then they'd see that naturally as meaning a weaker economy, and therefore lower corporate profits. And that's a wrap on a market sell-off, at least until Bernanke starts cutting interest rates once again. So There are a lot of things that we need to remain aware of and to watch closely in the chart library, although they are not yet a problem today. Just breaking a short-term uptrend after global bond market futures, long-dated futures, had ranged higher over the last 2, 3 months is not going to panic equity investors. And a gradual decline in bond prices, rise in yields, would initially actually probably tip a little bit more money into the stock market. But if we take out last year's highs on yields and lows, of course, in the futures prices, then I think that would be very, very dangerous for the stock market. But obviously, we haven't gotten there yet, but I want to try to identify these risk areas in advance while still running my portfolio of long positions. Now, elsewhere, the dollar a little bit firmer in here today, coming up to the first area of resistance on the US dollar index chart. Here, I stay with my view that the dollar is going to be ranging lower throughout most of this year, but I think it's moved up a little bit in anticipation of this next interest rate hike. Just on the off case that the Fed pushes rates up 50 basis points. I don't think they will, but that's part of the thinking in the marketplace. Now, outside chance, of course. In the precious metals markets, silver. This is an impressive performance. It was a huge gain yesterday, and we had upside follow-through in here today. So, new high by silver for this overall move. New high by platinum just in here. Gold, a little bit more consolidation, but closed well off the lows for the day. These are firm, very firm, these precious metals. I'm content to hold my long positions here, and I'm contemplating whether or not I wish to add to them. And elsewhere, I rolled forward a natural gas position that happened. I said I was going to be doing that. Of course, that was one third of my position, which was in the February contract, my initial purchase in this latest round. I rolled that into the April contract. My other two positions, long positions, are in the March contract, and it looked pretty grim here. At one stage this afternoon, but then rallied off the lows and left a tail on the chart. Couldn't hold the move down to nearly $8. Looks pretty overextended and overstretched, but obviously, what would have been the far more prudent, and in this case, much smarter policy, would have been less risky, I should say, also, would have been to wait. Let natural gas come down and wait until we saw the first clear upward dynamic. We haven't seen that yet, but that could occur at any time in here. I'll be surprised if it doesn't. And I think that's pretty much it. Industrial metals, little bit of profit taking in here today in some of them. But they've had some awfully good gains recently, and there's no evidence that those moves are over. I think copper, for instance, one of the leaders, was I think only down 10 cents in here today, having hit a new all-time high yesterday. So this resources sector, for the most part, certainly in the metals area, remains very, very strong. All the best.